Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC News Minor Update. The three municipal clerks hope to strip away some of the mystique surrounding running for elected office. They've teamed up to get the word out about upcoming opportunities to serve in local offices by holding an open house from 10 a.m. to noon Saturday at the Fairbanks North Star Borough Juanita Helms Administrative Center at 907 Terminal Street. The clerks from Fairbanks, North Pole, and the borough will have information on available offices, candidate qualifications, election laws, the duties of elected officials, and also opportunities for getting civically engaged by serving on boards and commissions or becoming elections workers. This year, residents have the choice to run for one of five elective bodies in the borough and the two cities. The filing period for the Fairbanks and North Pole City Councils, Borough Assembly, School Board, and the Interior Gas Utility Board opens July 17th. The municipal elections are October 3rd. The clerks are coordinating the event with the League of Women Voters. Candidate packets will be available along with voter registration packets. Anyone curious about what it takes to run for a local office is invited to attend. The clerks will be available at the open house to answer questions. The event is being held as a service to area residents. Three seats on the Borough Assembly are up for election this year. Assemblyman John Davies and Guy Satley are prohibited from running for re-election because of term limits, so two of the three seats are open. Assemblyman Christopher Quist, whose first term in office expires in October, said he does intend to seek a second term. On the Board of Education, seats held by Sean Rice, Wendy Dominique, and Michael O'Brien are up for election. Rice said he plans to seek re-election, O'Brien said he is not, and Dominique could not be reached. The school board has no term limits. On the Borough Public Utility Board, seats held by Jack Wilbur and Aaron Lajeski are up for election. Candidates on the IGU board are limited to two consecutive terms. Wilbur and Lajeski were elected to their first terms in 2014. Neither have yet said whether they would seek second terms. In Fairbanks, Councilmen Jerry Cleworth and David Prues have terms expiring this year. Cleworth, who has served in multiple capacities for the city, said he is undecided about whether he will seek another term. Prues said Friday he will be seeking re-election. In North Pole, Councilman Thomas McGee and Kevin McCarthy have terms ending in October. Both councilmen are termed out after serving two consecutive terms apiece on the council. All of the borough and city offices are three-year terms. Eielson Air Force Base officials say they reminded pilots and their commanders participating in a training exercise last month that they cannot harass wildlife that wanders onto military training ranges during a recent exercise. The issue came up after a pilot asked for permission to fly low over several bison to scare them away from the Donnelly training area near Fort Greeley, where the aircraft were preparing for a live fire training exercise. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Officials with Eielson's 354th Fighter Wing say Air Force personnel participating in a red flag training exercise last month followed regulations that require activity to be halted when wildlife is present on a training range.
You cease fire. You call it into range control, and range control then tells you wait until they leave.
John Pinnell is a spokesman for U.S. Army Alaska, which manages the Donnelly training area, and he says that's basically what happened on June 13th after an Air Force pilot requested permission to fly low over a group of bison that had wandered into a part of the range where several A-10s were about to begin a live fire training exercise.
That might be your first impulse, you know, if you see something out there in an area where you want to be, is to see if you can't chase it away. But we're not permitted to do that.
Eielson officials declined to talk about the incident and instead issued a news release that says Air Force personnel overseeing the exercise and Army range controllers denied the pilot's request to buzz the bison. It says the pilots with the Japan-based 25th Fighter Squadron and the 107th Fighter Squadron from a Michigan Air National Guard base then left the area.
It did not happen because the pilot was told that it is not allowed.
Bob Schmidt is a wildlife biologist with the State Fish and Game Office in Delta Junction, located a few miles from the big training ranges around Greeley. Schmidt says he talked with a range control official late in the morning on the 13th who'd called to double check about state laws that, like the federal regulations, prohibit harassing wildlife.
That's a common thing where wildlife is present and they can't fire.
Pinnell, the USARAC spokesman, agrees.
It's not an uncommon occurrence. It's not always buffalo. Sometimes it's moose. Sometimes it's nesting waterfowl in a wetlands area.
Delta resident Brian Cordy also says it's not unusual based on the military frequency radio traffic he monitors with his scanner. But he says what he heard on that morning caught his attention.
First time I've ever heard anyone try to talk about anything to do with trying to manipulate animals.
Eielson officials said in their news release that all personnel involved in that day's training exercise were reminded of regulations governing encounters with wildlife on training ranges. The release says officials determined no disciplinary action was warranted. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.
For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.